When you work a dairy farm for 30 years, you learn about starting early and staying late. You grow up believing in a kind of basic bargain, that if you work hard and do the right thing, your government will too. As an assemblyman, Daryl Aubertine protected local workers by penalizing corporations that outsource jobs and fought to give low-income farm families access to health care. If we're looking for someone who'll speak for us, it helps to have someone who's one of us. Aubertine for State Senate. For a century, the Bibb Textile Plant provided jobs and security for thousands of hardworking men and women. It was the lifeblood of an entire town until Tom Foley bought it. On that day, everything changed.
Fired everybody, husbands, wives, children, everybody.
While thousands were losing their jobs, Tom Foley paid himself $20 million.
It was all about money.
These people know the truth about Tom Foley, and now you do too. It was a place of small business and big dreams, where you'd go looking for coffee and end up finding community. It's our main streets. Corey O'Brien remembers what they were and knows what they could be. As Congressman, Project Main Street will create jobs, rebuild downtowns, and reawaken pride. Because if you're going to revive a community, you start with its heart. And if you're going to judge a candidate, you start with his.
I'm Corey O'Brien, and I approve this ad.
Whose side is Chris Dudley on? His plan? Tax cuts for the wealthy, with cuts for schools, health care, public safety, even a lower minimum wage. John Kitzhaber's plan?
We're going to create jobs. Not 10 years from now, not 5 years from now, but now.
The candidates have chosen sides. Only one is on ours.
All across New York, Mike Bloomberg is using innovative financing to help fund $3 billion in affordable housing, helping create high-quality, affordable housing for the middle class. All in all, Bloomberg will help over 200,000 New Yorkers find quality, affordable housing.
Thank you, Mayor Bloomberg.
Mike Bloomberg, a leader, not a politician.